in Mahatak Ridge 103 in about 588 BC. The Gautama Buddha attained enlightenment in India, and two merchants from Myanmar, Tafota and Beliger, offered him alms food, and the Buddha gave them eight strings of hair as a blessing. And so the two merchants came back, returned home to Oklaba, and the king and the Madijus led by the king of Oklaba welcomed two merchants who received the eight secret hair of the Gautama Buddha. King Oklaba and his subjects enshrined Buddha's hairs together with the relics of three Buddhas before him. The staff of Kagudana Buddha, the water feeder of Gona Gamana Buddha, and natural of Gautama Buddha in a city 66 feet, 40 feet cubits high, which they consecrated as the Shirgong, because it contained the relics of the four Buddhas who had attained enlightenment. It was known as Shirgong, the reliquary of the four. From about 588 BC to 14th century, the Shirgong was maintained by 32 kings of the Oklaba dynasty. And since 1372 AD, by kings Banyawu, Banyayan, Banyajendo, and others. In 1453 AD, the queen Shinsobu ascended the throne, and she raised the height of the pagoda to 302 feet. And then King Simfusion rebuilt the pagoda to the height of 326 feet. The pagoda is composed of different layers, and the topmost one is we call diamond pad. So where you can see the biggest diamond at the topmost, and then the vein, and underneath that screw bind flower and umbrella. So we all these parts we call umbrella. So there will be jewelries and many precious stones donated by the Buddhists. So there, this is the most precious part of the pagoda in terms of materials, I mean. Yeah. So gold rings, gold necklace, every jewelry, just name it, you can find it there. Yeah. And then the part is we call banana part, because the shape is like banana. Underneath banana part is dasa, and the lower, and you can see upper molding of bosses, lower molding of and bosses, and lower tender lotus, and then moodings. And the part is inverted arms ball. That's the part of area of gold plates, and then area of gold leaves, and area of thinner gold leaves. The tree was the secret body trees. The tree was planted in 1926. It was brought from Bodhagaya from India. On the platform of the pagoda, there are five body tree of wisdom trees. As representing the Buddha, Buddhists revere the tree as Pribhoga Siddhi, or material representation. The ceremony for the watering of the body tree at the Shirgong is held every year in May at the Tuesday corner. This is a planetary pose. On the platform of the pagoda, in eight directions are astrological poses representing the planets. On the east, the south, the north and the west, there are two posts each, making a total of 12. Pilgrims who appropriate with flowers, water, and light feed their wishes are granted. Changlachin Brahma, this celestial figure of a Brahma, clutching a chain in his hands, is located at shrine number 73 in front of the Shwedagon Pagoda's plinth at the Tuesday corner. It had gained a reputation that those couples who prayed to him to have a baby had their wishes fulfilled. The diamond orb is at the highest 22 inches, about 56 centimeters. Its diameter is 10.5 inches, and the number of diamonds you can find in the diamond orb is 4,351 diamonds. And total carat, 1,800. Apex diamond, 76 carat, 87 ready. So now we are going to summon Buddha image. Because of the picture of a peacock resembling the sun and a rabbit resembling the moon in the Ganagudi in ensconcement, the Buddha image has earned the name Sun Moon image.